Hello, Symphony Church. We are continuing in our journey through Revelation, and today I will be reading for us Revelation chapter 10. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow over his head, and his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. He had a little scroll open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and called out with a loud voice like a lion roaring. When he called out, the seven thunders sounded. And when the seven thunders had sounded, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it, that there would be no more delay, but that in the days of the trumpet call to be sounded by the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be fulfilled, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, "Go, take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, "Take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey." And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. And I was told, "You must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings." Amen. So for the past couple chapters, we see that through John's retelling of his vision, there are six of the seven trumpets being blown. These trumpets marked the warning call that judgment was to come upon the earth. But after the sixth trumpet, the last one before the final seventh trumpet that would bring about judgment, we're told that the people still did not repent. Even with the looming threat of judgment and condemnation and death, the people still do not turn toward God. And as tragic and foolish as that is, I think it speaks toward the truth that's in our hearts, that even when God gives us every opportunity to repent, and even when he clearly warns us of the coming judgment, that would be the point where it's too late, we're often content with pushing off devotion, both for ourselves and for others. But in our passage today, we find ourselves at the sudden intermission between the sixth and seventh trumpet. Although the first six trumpets were sounded in succession, John experiences this sudden lull after the sixth. And even in this, I think we see the overwhelming mercy of God. Our God, who had already given six warnings to repent before it was too late, saw that the people weren't listening, and instead of sounding the seventh to seal their fate, he takes action yet again to open the eyes and the ears and the hearts of those who might receive him. And instead of the seventh trumpet sounding, what happens is that a mighty angel comes down from heaven with a scroll in his hand. A seven thunders then sound, and although John was about to write about this, God strangely tells him not to write down the message of the thunders. The angel then announces with an oath that after this, there will be no more delay in the coming judgment. This sequence of events is quite mysterious, and many commentators are actually split on the meanings of the things that John was seeing. Some believe the angel to be Jesus himself. Others believe that it's the archangel Michael. Pretty much everyone wonders at what the thunders could have possibly meant. We don't know because God hid their message from us. But what we do know and what we can gather is that God was not done yet. He pauses the events of Revelation with this intermission to give John, his messenger, more things to share with the church so that more may be saved. It's such a wonderful picture of our God's continual mercy, a mercy that comes before judgment. At this point, God tells John to approach the angel and to ask for the scroll. John does so, and the angel tells him to eat the scroll, and although it will make his stomach bitter, his mouth will be sweet as honey. John goes on to eat the scroll, and just as the angel says, his stomach becomes bitter, but his mouth was sweet like honey. And then he's told, you must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings. Again, there's a lot of speculation and no clear answer on what this scroll was or what it contained. Some believe it's the scroll opened by the Lamb in chapter 5. Others believe it's an abbreviated version of it. Some believe it's something else entirely. But we know that the scroll contained a message for the world. And as John ate it, its message was bitter, but also sweet. And although we talk a little more about what this message entails in tomorrow's devotion, I think for today, we can understand it as the message that you and I carry with us. The gospel, God's ultimate gift of mercy before judgment. Bitter in its offensiveness and condemnation of our sinful selves, and perhaps the pain of letting go of our fleshly desires and beliefs, but sweet, so much more sweet, in the peace and the love and the salvation that we receive when we accept it. Just as John was told that he was given this scroll and that he consumed it so that he could prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings, we also have a word that we are called to share. So let's not waste this intermission before the final judgment. Let's share the message that we were given. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who gives us mercy before judgment, who lavishes mercy on us time and time again. Even when we don't listen, you give us more chances. Lord, we thank you that there is an opportunity for us every single day, for us as believers to share this message with the world, with the people that we know and love, with people that we might not even know, but your Holy Spirit guides us into conversation with. Lord, even though we don't understand the fullness of the mysteries that are happening around us, the mysteries of God, help us to be confident in the message, in a simple gospel that we can share that can save souls. Lord, may that message be sweet. May you help us in some of the bitter conversations. May that lead to sweet fruit. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.